fire on the earth. Our Holy Father has said the church is missionary by her very nature. The church exists to evangelize. He's called for a new springtime of evangelization. To help us obtain the tools each of us needs to answer the church's call, this is Fire on the Earth. Here is our host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome to Fire on the Earth. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're here again today with Deacon Zoltán Kuncsabo from Budapest, Hungary, and his lovely wife, Pani, who I've known for a good number of years. I think, Zoli, we met sometime in the 90s, didn't we?
Yes, 1995, maybe.
95, 96. And Deacon Zoltán and Pani are both major leaders in the Catholic Church in Budapest and throughout Hungary, doing a tremendous amount of fruitful work, both in teaching and proclamation and formation and of young disciples, but also Pani's work, which we'll hear more about tomorrow, leading a ministry to people, to the poor, caring for the poor on many levels, and a beautiful story. But let's pick up you guys today. Friends, before we go on, actually, I should say, if you haven't had a chance to hear the programs for Monday and Tuesday, you can go back to our website at renewalministries.net, and the programs are archived. You can listen to them right there, download them, put them on your iPod, iPad, whatever, to listen to them when it's convenient. So both of you shared very powerfully how you encountered the Lord and then how he started to take you deeper. What did the process of kind of growth and discipleship look like in your life? Why don't we start with you today, and then we'll go on to Pani.
Okay. Yes, great revelation came into my life, not only about God, but about my new family, the community. Mm-hmm. And now, till today, I feel love, desire for the church, like a gift from the Lord, which is quite hard, because God is perfect, but the church is not perfect in every time, and I'm not perfect, I know.
Right, I was going to say, because we're in it, that's why it's not perfect.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely, yes, because we are here, yeah. So a great, great experience was to recognize the very different persons, very different personalities, social classes, if I can say that. We are one in Christ. I met very different type of people than I ever before. I had poor people as friends, not more than friends, as brothers and sisters, gypsy guys, gypsy teenagers, workers. I attended the best university in Budapest, Hungary. I studied literature and history, so I was on that academic circles.
Yeah.
But I realized that those very simple people are my brothers, sisters. I am close to them. And I realized I want to serve that people. I want to serve that body. And from the very beginning, I felt the calling from the Lord to speak. It's my talent in Hungarian, believe me.
Not in English, in Hungarian, yeah. You're doing a great job.
Thank you.
Great job,
so, and I began to prepare myself for every week. I had some message for every meeting, and I said to the leader, I have a message for every week. If you want me to use on that evening, you can do it. If not, I'm happy with that. I will be silent.
So you you were going to a weekly prayer meeting or something?
Yes, yes, okay. Yes. We had two meetings, one big weekly prayer meeting and another small group, but midday. So, and plus the Sunday Mass, sometimes something for the weekend evangelization. So it was a full life. But without family, I can just recommend all the teenagers to live that kind of community life, because it's a very blessed period of your life. Without a family, maybe you will find your spouse, the best spouse in the world, in the community, as happened to us.
Yeah,
Pani and myself.
That's wonderful. So how did you guys meet in the community? How did you guys meet? How did that happen?
Yesterday I mentioned that Zoli was the preacher when I stepped in at that meeting. And I started to join that community and he was there. And they had two small communities, one for Buddha side living ones, those ones who live in Buddha, and the other one who lived in Pest.
So some of our listeners don't realize that Budapest there's one side is Buddha, one side is Passion. It's divided by the river. What's the
Danube
yes. river, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So you had community members on both sides that would
yes.
meet
yes.
on a weekly basis.
Yes.
Okay.
So I belong to Zoli's community because he was in Pesh side and I lived in Pesh side. We just got to know each other closer. As I mentioned, I joined that same university where Zoli was. It was a big thing for me. And Zoli's workplace was just the next building next to my university. And when I came out from the university, Zoli was waiting for me. So,
and a good pastor.
Yeah,
you had
a good
care.
Pastor's
yes.
heart as a young
of course,
man. That's
yes,
it.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
He was a very good pastor, yeah. He invited me to have lunch with him. And, you know, it was very important, especially as a pastor. Yeah.
So when did you guys decide to get married? When did you propose to her and when did you get married?
Yes, I never know the name, the year. Oh, but it was, I think, 93.
The wedding, yes.
Yes. Oh, yes. I'm the winner. June of 93,
June
yes.
of
July.
July, yeah, July, yes,
July
my English is not enough good, so,
yeah.
yes, and very quickly, in 7 years and 4 months, there were five children.
You had Bonnie five?
Gave j- yes. born five children in 7 years and 4 months, so she's the winner.
Congratulations.
I didn't do anything.
Yes.
Yes, yes, so it was fruitful. And before that was a quite hard period because my heart was a little bit divided because I had never had a girlfriend in my Christian lifetime mm-hmm. because I was thinking about maybe I'm the Lord is calling me to be a priest. But Pony came and I had to do something. So I felt that I have to go, do some steps towards her. I'm very diplomatic now, and but also I felt that the Lord wants my life to serve, and that was a kind of opposition in my heart, full life for the Lord, but having a wife with a wife. So sometimes it came back. We were closer and closer to the wedding date. Sometimes it came back. Maybe the Lord calls me to be a priest. And at the last time I mentioned it, maybe 2 months before...
2 weeks.
2 months or 2 weeks before the wedding. And Pony gave back the ring to me. And I began to cry. And I was in a total crisis. And we began to fasting and praying for days to have the discernment. And we went to the leader of our community at that time, an old priest. He's a saint, he's a living saint, his father István Katona, Katona István. He's the founder leader of the Hungarian Renewal, a great, great man, still active. And he, like a prophet said, Zoli, the Lord will give you the opportunity to give your whole life to him and have the family together. In that time, there wasn't any full-time evangelistic
lay people
in the yeah. Catholic Church in Hungary, but it was like a prophecy. And the Lord also gave us signs and revelations that he wants to use us together. So the wedding happened.
So the wedding happened in July, okay. And then you began your work, Pani, working with the... How did that begin to unfold for you? What did it look like?
I was at home for 17 years with the children, but our community just went to the streets and they had evangelization there, and poor people came. And I started helping from home to them because I am a social politician and a social worker, so I felt like I have to help. And we realized that we could help like 20-something people, gypsy people who were homeless and turned their life to God and converted. And we could help them to have flat and job and recover.
Apartment, you mean by flat? Is it apartment?
Yes, that's apartment for you, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we realized that it's really important to have social work, but just based on mission. And after 17 years of being home with children, but helping from home as a social worker, I decided to go and to serve every day. And this mission, what I mentioned, that the social work, what is based on mission, is the first, most important sentence for me. And I learned it from home, when I was at home, that those ones who meet God can put together their lives as human beings afterwards, and you can be a social worker afterwards. So that's what we do now.
Yeah, and that's kind of your story, right? I mean, in terms
yeah,
of how...
Yeah, but Zoli is in it as well, because he is the evangelization.
Right,
so,
right.
Yeah. Yes.
Right, but the your own experience of how much your life changed
yeah.
once you met the Lord, it was mm-hmm. a game changer, we say.
Yes.
It just changed everything
yeah.
and awakened so many things in you mm-hmm. and possibilities. It gave you hope, mm-hmm. gave
yeah.
you joy, gave you new energy.
Yeah.
And that you knew it was real. Mm-hmm. And so you could pass it on to other people with such powerful conviction.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what's really very evident there. So when you first began, taking the first steps that's always the most challenging thing. So when you began missions to the streets, what did you do?
Yes, we just began to proclaim the basic gospel. And it has a story because it's not very clear in the church what the basic gospel is. And how we can very simply invite people to have a decision for Jesus Christ. And we went to a course after I came to the Lord. After the seventh year, the Lord blessed us, the leadership of that small community belonged, to be a part of a new course, which named is Paul Course.
The Paul Course.
The Paul Course from Pepe Prado Flores, founder of the St. Andrew's Evangelization School. And that Paul Course taught of us the kerygma, which is the basic gospel and how to communicate that. And it was like a new gift, a new toy, a new tool in our hands, in our mouths, in our heart, together with a new anointing of the Holy Spirit. We experienced it after we knew the Holy Spirit, but it was the anointing for service. The first was the anointing for life, that it was the anointing for service. And we began to proclaim the gospel everywhere, in the streets, in our community, in the churches, and after 97 in fire meetings, and you came to the picture, Peter, with Ralph Martin and the Renewal Ministries, because you were one of the biggest teachers for us for evangelization towards big crowds.
Yeah, you guys, by the time we met you, there was so much fire alive in all of you. It was very clear that the Lord was blessing Hungary after all those communist years, and there was like a new generation of young people and others who were coming alive in Christ as Catholics and understood how to proclaim the gospel as well as do the works of Jesus, you know, do the kind of things you're doing, Pani. You guys put it together in such a powerful way, mm-hmm. you know, the witness and the word, as well as the charity of bread and the charity of truth. All that stuff came together in you guys so powerfully. So thanks again for sharing with us. I know you're going to be with us tomorrow. Friends, they're going to tell the rest of the story tomorrow and Thursday, so please tune in again. God bless you.
This has been Fire on the Earth. It's heard here Monday through Friday at this time. Our host has been Peter Herbeck, Vice President of Missions at Renewal Ministries. You can contact Peter or listen again to this program on the web at renewalministries.net. Fire on the Earth is brought to you by Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'm delighted to be able to offer you my new booklet, The New Evangelization, What's Our Message? At the heart of the new evangelization is a fresh proclamation of the gospel. But for many people, even many Catholics, they wonder, what is the message? What exactly is at the heart of that proclamation? In this simple booklet, The New Evangelization, What's Our Message?, I take a look at and present in a very specific and simple way what is the core of what we're called to proclaim in this great and important missionary moment in the history of the church. If you'd like a free copy, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789.